Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 221 for Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning, correcting after Monday's losses and in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. Values were anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, with the most active March contract sitting at $449.70 per ton. Commercial demand in the vegetable oil market was supportive. There are ideas that farmer selling could be delayed as they wait for better prices. However, a stronger Canadian dollar limited the gains. The massive 2014 U.S. soy crop continues to cast a bearish shadow over the market, along with a generally favorable outlook for the crop in South America. Malaysian palm oil was on the defensive this morning. The bias could be pointed to the downside now that the January report is in the books. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the March contract checking in at $10.19 a bushel. Values have consolidated slightly, with sideways action expected in the near term. Steady demand has helped beans recover some of Monday's losses. U.S. export inspections were pegged at 67.6 million bushels in yesterday's report. China's soybean imports are on the rise. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $4.03 per bushel. The USDA reduced its estimates for the U.S. corn crop in yesterday's report, which was bullish. As well, there are signs demand will continue to be steady moving forward. The USDA says private exporters have contracted sales of 105,000 tons for delivery in 2014-15. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the March contract at $5.59 per bushel. Projections from the USDA show farmers planted 2 million fewer acres of winter wheat in 2014. Russia has indicated it may scale back wheat exports, which was supportive. World wheat stocks were pegged at 196 million metric tons, which is quite large. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.